Senator Durbin standing by, and let's go there now in the midst of a very busy morning. Good morning, Senator.
Hi, Steve.
Appreciate you coming on. There's a question lingering over the country and the world this morning, and that is what happened in those two hours that Putin and Trump were together alone. Can we get access to it, with the exception of obviously the most secure information that rightfully needs to be kept secure? But in your job in Congress, as the folks who are supposed to have oversight over this, are you ever going to know?
I doubt it. I really seriously doubt it. They can claim, executive privilege or classified information, whatever it may be. But here's the bottom line. When he stood in front of a camera with Vladimir Putin, he gave away the store. What possibly could have improved on that in the 2 hours that they sat with one another? And why does he continue to want to meet with him in such a private way? I mean, it really defies tradition where you have several people in the room to witness what's said and to perhaps help the president if he needs some information. But that's not the way he operates.
Yeah, and it's more than tradition, right? Because one of the reasons these things are recorded or at least witnessed is to protect our side as well when the other side comes out and says what they say.
Of course. And in this situation, this president is so unpredictable, so unstable, and so unprepared when he goes into these meetings that are dealing with national security on a global basis. He says things off the cuff that just breaks your heart to think the impact it's going to have on people. You know, my mother was born in Lithuania, so I'm Baltic, and our neighbors in Poland. The future of NATO is the future of these countries.
Right.
If NATO isn't there to say to the Russians, don't you dare, they're going to dare and do it. They've done it historically, and they'll do it again. So when he tosses the Baltics or Poland or Montenegro or whatever country it is and says, I don't get it. I don't know why we would waste an American life on Montenegro. You think to yourself, well, the Montenegrins are standing next to us fighting our battles in NATO. They're good allies, and they're willing to sacrifice the lives of their people to be on America's side. How in the world do you build an alliance if you don't say we'll be on your side?
Well, in a country of 600,000 people, doubled their Afghan force by, or I should say went up by 50% when they were asked. And this is, again, a country of 600,000 that the Soviet Union is furious is involved in NATO and wants to do anything they can to increase their control over that entire part of the world. The lack of understanding, fundamental understanding of the job continues to be a problem regardless of whatever dishonesty he's involved in.
Well, he's unprepared for each day. He basically has no sense of history. We are fortunate to have a handful of people in his administration who I really count on. One of them is the Secretary of Defense, General Mattis. He called us in, a number of us, for breakfast this week. I can't tell you how much I respect this man for what he's given our country and what he's doing at the Department of Defense. Exactly. General Dunford sitting next to him. The same thing. And let me tell you a word about my Republican Senate colleague, Dan Coats of Indiana. Dan is a buddy of mine, and I served with him in the House and in the Senate. And when the president made him director of national intelligence, I was happy to vote for him. I'm confident he has stuck his neck out twice this week publicly to say the president was wrong when it comes to the Russians and what they're planning on doing to us in the next election. And I hope Dan doesn't get discouraged and quit. We need Dan Coats and people just like him.
Justin?
Senator Durbin. This week has been a lot about language and about words. We, of course, with the would and wouldn't, and we've also had questions about whether it was meddling or it was an attack. Do you see the cybersecurity issues of the election 2016 and what is continuing from Russia as an act of war?
It's a cyber act of war, and there's no question about it. And it goes to the heart of it. I mean, God forbid we ever have another tragedy like 9/11, 3,000 innocent Americans. But with cyber intrusion and attack, you can turn an American election upside down. And they almost did it. Illinois was one of the first casualties. They found a wormhole to get into the voter list. And lucky for us, they didn't use it. They could have changed just one digit in each of our home addresses, and everyone showing up to vote when they put down their home address would be challenged. Provisional ballots. A complete mess. That's all they had to do. They didn't. But they're looking for the capability to do something just like that again, and we are naive and crazy if we don't admit it.
The greatest country in the world doesn't need to be in the kidnapping business, and frankly, that's what we have been involved in. We can certainly have the skills and talents and ability to figure out who the criminals are who try to sneak into this country. But stealing children from people is inexcusable. And then not even going the route of a dry cleaner and having a ticket to reunite the two is even more it's insane. And the Senate bill that's been there that you've been a big part of, barring family separations, appears to have died now. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, and the Republicans don't want to move it. They don't want to talk about it, and they should, because we estimate there are 2,500 kids out there forcibly separated from their mothers and fathers, and we generally know where they are, but it was described to me as a scavenger hunt to team them up with their parents.
These are human lives.
They are, and to think, you know, if you ship a package, Amazon, UPS, there's a tracking number, and you can figure out where they are at any moment. Our government didn't do that, and as a consequence, we're trying to link these folks up, and in some cases, their parents have been deported while we still have the kids. And I never want to see a child put back in the hands of someone who might harm them. Let's put that as a bottom line. But to think that we turn these kids loose into a bureaucratic system without a system of tracking is just shameful.
I know you got to run. Appreciate the time, as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.